Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 28. I am your host, Karen Malone. Today's title is The Power of the Pivot. So last episode, I told you that I felt like the Lord literally downloaded some new information into my spirit, and that I'm going to pivot and put a pin in the series that I had started called Being the Boss of You. And the reason being is that that information was ahead of the information that he now wants me to share. And so it really comes on the heels of the summit. If you didn't have an opportunity to check out the summit, go to my YouTube page. It's under my name, Karen Malone, for all of the Rehab Your Life stuff. And check out 16 different speakers providing you a lot of good information and value around how to rehab your career, rehab your money, rehab your relationships, and rehab your health. But when I was doing the recordings and working with the speakers, there was a common thread that I noticed through all of the sessions. You know, no matter what, the conversation ended up kind of gravitating or moving towards this particular thing. And actually, there was two things. One was that you have to renew your mind. You know, a lot of the information that is being presented to us may not be what we are currently doing, and it might require a paradigm shift you have to think about a thing differently. And that's a mind reset. You know, somebody might say, well, all you need to do is save $20 a week and you'll be able to have whatever, you know, thing that you wanted to purchase. But in your mind, you have to have all of the money at one time before you can make the purchase, but you never save any money to be able to eventually make that purchase. So it could be something small as that, where if you just save it week by week, then you can have it if you put in the work. But if you are constantly waiting until when you get it all together, then you'll be delaying that eventual acquisition of whatever it was that you wanted to purchase. And a lot of us do that, and we don't see that there's wisdom in the words that people are sharing with us. And so, you know, you have to be able to step back and pivot and change your thinking. And so there's a couple of things that is even going on kind of in the spirit now with, you know, we just stepped into the month of August, and, you know, the number 8 for August stands for new beginnings in the kingdom of God. And, you know, even in the middle of a pandemic, God can do a new thing in your life. And you really have to be mindful of what's going on in the world, what's going on in your world, especially if it's there's a lot of chaos. You know, God can, you know, work everything to your good, but you have to get in agreement with Him, get in position with Him, spend time with Him. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be shifting and teaching on laying that firm foundation. And it's going to be practical things. Then we will revisit being the boss of you. So, you know, I wanted to say all of that to say that it's okay to pivot. So we're going to start with setting that firm foundation so that way you know who you are and whose you are and what you can have. Because if we're walking around having these goals and aspirations, but we don't know how to communicate that, then we're just walking in circles. And I've been there. Believe me, I have been there. And so the second thread that was going through the whole conversation for the summit was communication, finding the language for what it is that you need and being able to work with others to make that happen. You know, God uses people to be able to bless us. And so we have to get our relationships together, the relationships on the job, the relationships in our home, and the relationship with ourselves and with God. And so there's a lot there. And I want to be able to break that down and, like I said, create a firm foundation. But like I said, I want to do it in a practical manner. I want to talk about what your morning routines look like, what your evening routines look like. You know, how intentional are you or do you need to be in order to get to where you're trying to go? And so not even wanting to call it a goal, because the goal is living in the Spirit. The goal is living life with God. That's the rehabbed life, is a life with God. But intentionality is exhausting, especially when you're getting started. It becomes easier over time because when you're intentional with certain things, they become habits. And so, like I said, it's a mindset shift. It really is the way to go. And I thank God for the pivot. I thank Him for the pivot. I thank Him for, you know, sharing a wealth of information with me and quickening my spirit to be able to pick up on the things that He is putting down for such a time as this. And so I wanted to share something with you guys. I have a book that I got a long time ago. And I got a copy for myself and for each one of my children. And the title of the book is The Top 100 Promises of the Bible. And it's by Tina Krause and Marjorie Valter. And it has really, really, really helped me. I also am listening to Dr. Miles Monroe. If you have never heard of him, I need you to go look him up, because he is a bad man for the kingdom of God. Oh my gosh. He has something. Unfortunately, he has passed away back in 2014. I believe that it was the scheme of the enemy that took him out, because he was just getting too close to what the world needed to hear. And so his body of work is golden. You need to know about him if you don't know about him. And so I'm going to be, you know, taking a lot from what he has shared and kind of, you know, chewing on it and regurgitating it back to you guys, putting my own spin on it for what the Lord may be doing in my life right now and the things that he is doing in your life. And so I'm going to be utilizing a variety of resources and developing this content to be able to really set that firm foundation that we talked about. And then, you know, we get those skills to renew your mind, and then we can move back into being the boss of you. So just bear with me. Log on for the podcast each week. I'm also going to be dropping the same information into the Facebook group and developing the online courses, and just that whole body of work is going to come from what the Lord is doing in my life right now. So I really thank him for that. I want to read one of the promises that is in this book that I just shared with you, and then talk about it a little bit. And I think that that's going to be kind of a recurring session on, or section of the podcast, because if you don't know what he's promised you, how can you have faith and confidence in the word and what he has promised? So this is promise number 8, according to their list. It's called Comfort for Anxious Thinking. And I think that that is extremely timely for right now, as we are in the midst of this pandemic. And, you know, I know for myself, I have experienced a certain level of anxiety, not knowing exactly how long this is going to last. But I am encouraged that God is going to be doing a new thing out of this, and that we have to spend this time getting prepared. And so I'm extremely busy. I got a lot going on, and I thank him for it. But for those of you who may not have very much going on, you know, they talk about, you know, restlessness or idleness is the devil's playground. So I encourage you to pick up a book and read a book and listen to videos and find a purpose for each and every day. Because when you don't have anything to look forward to, it does make the day feel long. It does make this pandemic feel even longer and actually lonelier. And so loneliness is definitely something that the devil utilizes to try to separate you from other believers. So participate in the Facebook group, listen to the podcast, you know, reach out to me, send me an email. The email is rehabyourlife2@gmail.com. Whatever it is that you need in this season, reach out to someone so that you can get it and know that you're not alone. So I'm going to read promise number 8. It says, the scripture base is, when my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. That is Psalm 94:19. The word for anxiety or anxious thoughts that the psalmist used in this psalm means to choke or strangle, to harass by tearing, biting, or snapping, especially at the throat, to pull in opposing directions. That's exactly how someone who is anxious or fretting feels, pulled in too many directions. The enemy loves it when we allow anxiety to rule our thoughts. His main battlefield is the mind. And if he can keep us focused on whatever is causing our anxious thoughts, then he wins that particular skirmish. But our loving Heavenly Father has given us the weapons to fight the enemy of our souls. They are found in his love letter to us. The verse for today contains the first key, his consolations, his promises. When you speak his promises out loud, the enemy flees, just as he did when Jesus quoted scripture to counteract Satan's temptations in the wilderness. Another key in the battle against worry is prayer. In Philippians 4:6, Paul gave specific instructions about the kind of prayer that brings peace and quiet to our souls. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Supplication is the word used in several Bible versions. It means to make an earnest request, to plead, entreat, intercede. In this kind of prayer, we have the help of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. He knows God's will in every matter. And even when we don't know how to pray about something, He intercedes for us, putting words to our wordless prayers. And that is from Romans 8, 26 and 27. So the next time you feel anxious, pulled in every direction at once, use the keys your gracious Father has provided and rejoice in His answers. You know, I feel like this particular promise was so timely, like I said, for what all is going on in the world right now. But I also feel like it anchors the pivot that God has asked of me. And, you know, when we don't know who we are, the devil can push us around. And, you know, then our focus is on those things that are happening in our life and we're not able to see within the spirit. But like this promise says, when you speak His promises out loud, that's affirmations all day long. When you speak His promises out loud, the enemy flees, just as he did when Jesus quoted scripture to counteract Satan's temptations in the wilderness. So a part of our morning routine, we need to say affirmations. You know, last Saturday, I had taken a walk with a friend, and we were both in a place to where we were trying to get some spiritual guidance from the Lord and, you know, just really seeking after Him to see what it is that He would have us to do in this season. And so I went my way. She went her way for a little while. And at the end of my prayer and journaling time, I got the word affirm that what the issue is that I feel like I'm feeling right now is that I haven't affirmed myself to remind myself who I am and whose I am. Because when I fully know that and I can speak those promises over my life, the devil has to flee. We get beat up so many times just for nothing. We're just sitting there letting Him hit us all upside our head. You know, that's when your thoughts are racing, racing, racing. If you can put a visual to that, that's what's happening. You're sitting there in your chair and your head is just hurting and you're going through. He is literally whooping up on you, him or his minions. And so how you counteract that is to tell God what you need. And thank Him for all He has done. So that thanking Him is gratitude. And we hear a lot of people talking about having a gratitude journal. And it matters to be able to reflect on, hey, I just made it through another day. And at the end of the day, for me, is when I do the gratitude. The end of the day. Just to be able to reflect, even if you don't write it down, it might just be your heart posture in that moment, even if you don't write it down. But just being able to say, you know, like, thank you. I had a good day today. Thank you that I was available to be used by you to help that person today. Thank you for the blessing that you gave me today. Something miraculous might have happened and, you know, some money showed up on the card just right when you needed some money. You know, identifying those areas where you can say thank you so that when you are telling Him what you need, He will be more inclined to hear you because you have been telling Him thank you for all that He has done. And so I want to talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit right now because that's what I feel like we need to pay more attention to. And when we start to practice mindfulness, there's been a lot of talk about mindfulness. People kind of, you know, but I don't see it as that. To me, mindfulness is checking with the spirit, paying attention in that moment to what is going on around you and what is going on in you, and then asking for guidance. That's how I use mindfulness. Because there are times when you may be in a situation, and it could be something simple, like you've lost your phone, or you've lost your glasses or your keys, when we have to stop because we were frantically looking. But then we have to stop, check ourselves, and then ask for help. To me, that's mindfulness. And Bam said, Holy Spirit, you know I have this appointment, and I can't be late, and I can't find my keys. Can you please show me where my keys are? And then you pay attention and look for discernment. And I bet you, when you slow down your mind and you consult and you ask for help, that it will be revealed. That is mindfulness and walking in the spirit. And, you know, there's going to be times when the situation might be totally different. It could be a really big issue. You know, life is just wreaking havoc on you and those around you, and you are just done. I've been there. And I go inside myself and I reach out to God. Well, the Holy Spirit will intercede for us, putting words to our wordless prayers. God knows all. God hears all. And He wants to help. But we got to ask for the help. And that's through prayer. So I want to go ahead and end there. And I want to pray for everyone. And I want to just quickly think about the things that you may be going through. And place those things on my heart that I might be going through that I haven't shared. And, you know, the Holy Spirit knows, but sometimes the Lord just wants it to come out of our mouth because that was the pattern that He showed us. He spoke a word and then it appeared. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for those who have inclined their ear to listen to the podcast. You know who have been assigned to me and I to them. And I am willing to be used by You to reach them and to share a word. And so, Lord, I lift them up. I lift myself up, and we come to You with our hearts softened and opened to be able to hear from You. And we know that the Holy Spirit will also be able to intercede on our behalf should we not have the words to speak in this moment. And so, Lord, I just thank You. I thank You for this opportunity to be able to have a platform, to be able to glorify Your name, and to be able to share the stories of others, and also to be able to share the story of how You have made a major impact on my life. I thank You for the pivot. I thank You for helping me to be obedient and to listen in the spirit to know how to navigate during this time. Lord, I ask that You help those who are listening to be able to get through this time, but not to just get through, but to prosper and to excel during this pandemic. Lord, I pray the spirit of pivot over their lives and discernment so that way they can know what to do. during this time. I pray for those who have lost their jobs. I ask that you give them an open door to be able to make sure that their families are taken care of. I pray for those who have caught the coronavirus, and I pray that they have the ability to overcome and to recover fully, because you said that healing is ours. I pray for those who are struggling with getting their medicines and struggling with overcoming themselves to be able to focus on their health. I cover and pray for those who are in relationships that are being strained during this time of quarantine. I pray for the children as they get ready to return back to school. I ask that you keep them safe and that you give them wisdom to know how to protect themselves. I pray for all of us as we go out on our day-to-day things, that when we need to be able to leave the house, so that we can be safe, and that I pray that nothing will come nigh any of our doors or our dwellings. I pray for us to have the wisdom to strengthen our immune systems, so that way, if we were to encounter it, that our bodies will be able to fight it off. Lord, I just ask you to really see what is all going on in each and every one of the listeners' hearts, and to just edify and uplift them. And so, Lord, I just thank you for what you have already done. And I ask that you give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the ability to be able to place a demand on those things that you have already promised that we can have, that you keep us motivated and encouraged to find other like-minded individuals to be able to walk out this thing called life. I thank you, Lord, that we are able to rehab our lives through the renewing of our minds. I ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So thank you once again for coming on to and listening to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I will talk to you guys next week. And so until then, don't be anxious. Don't be fearful. God's got it. But it's time for us to do the work. Time for us to renew our minds. Have a great day. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.